Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Bulls Nation, and welcome into the CHGO Bulls Podcast, presented to you by PointsBet. Don't forget that promo code CHGO when you sign up to live your bet life. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. Will, the thrill, the goat, Gottlieb across from me. He is at Woke Gottlieb, hanging out down there. It's Big Dave. He is at Bow, BWL Sports. We are at CHGO_Bulls. Hope everybody out there had a wonderful and happy weekend. We're back with a full slate of shows this week. Gentlemen, how we doing? Will, how was your weekend down there in Brazil?
What did I do this weekend? Weekend was chill. Went out to
hung out in Brazil, you bastard.
Did some sightseeing, you know. The fun travel stuff.
Just a cool person. So nonchalant about it.
You really hyped me up so much more than I deserve.
You're living in Brazil, man.
You're in Brazil, yeah. Will. That's how it goes. I do want to say one thing, I feel moved to say this, but today is the birthday of Nipsey Hussle, artist who was slain 2 years ago. No artist's death has ever affected me as much as his. It really, really, truly affected me. It still affects me to this day. But also on this day, today, he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, which is a very big deal also. So congratulations to him and his family and Laura London for that honor. And we miss you every day, sir. Congratulations.
Wow, I can't believe it. 2 years already.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was tough.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
Crazy. We've got a lot to talk about today. Devin in the comments saying, give me all the Kool-Aid. I assume you are referring to the news that is today's news, last night's news about the NBA when things are dead quiet in the middle of August. And that's just something that Giannis said while he was doing a media hit for something completely unrelated to basketball. And good for him. We'll talk about that. Some Bulls were in action in various pickup games and charity games over the weekend. We'll talk about that. There was some more details leaked about a potential overseas player that the Bulls were maybe targeting that stayed overseas. We'll talk about that. And the NBA Christmas Day slate, all of it, all five games have now officially been leaked. Bulls are nowhere to be found. We'll talk about that. And yeah, we'll talk Giannis. All that coming up on today's show. Gentlemen, let's start with what we saw from DeMar DeRozan, Goran Dragic, and Dalen Terry in various pickup games and charity games over the weekend. I want to first give praise to DeMar. He was playing in another Drew League game and, you know, yada yada DeMar, 35 points. But did you see the sequence where he had three straight blocks? Because that's what I want to show people. Joey, do we have that video of DeMar in the Drew League? Here it is.
Take a look at it. Get a good look at it. That man, DeMar DeRozan. Here it is right here.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, swipe down one.
Mm-hmm.
And get that out of here.
Mm-hmm. No,
get
young
that
fella.
Out of here.
No, little fella.
Three. Who said DeMar DeRozan doesn't play defense, huh?
I heard that lately.
His best Andre Iguodala.
His finals MVP performance.
I love that. So I love that DeMar is playing in these Drew League games like it's life or death. It's fantastic.
It's basketball, man. And he loves it. He is a lifer. It's what he is, man. He eats it, breathes it, sleeps it. It's all he knows. It's all he wants to know. And you're right, man. You see it every time he gets on the floor. the fact he scored 17 in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, this dude, he does not like to lose. And I don't know, it just feels good that I can say that about a guy who is the star of my team, my favorite team, I should say.
I'm going to see if I can find this, but I'm pretty sure he's played like either the most or in the top three most minutes in total games played over the last 10 years. And he's also out here playing every single Drew League game over the summer. Like, this dude is just an absolute Iron Man. And Dave, you know why I love it. If he's blocking shots like this, you know we're playing small ball. We're getting DeMar at the 5 minutes, and you know I am all about it.
Man, if DeMar is – it just made me interested to see this season a little more because DeMar has shown that he takes criticism personally. And one of the biggest criticisms, and not just this year, but pretty much his career, has been his defense. And I wonder if he's heard some of that. And I wonder if he comes in a little – just a little bit with more, you know, fire to play defense a little bit more. Or, you know, just to be serviceable more on defense. You know, like you said, that strip, you know, blocking the shot here and there. I'm not asking him to be Kobe on defense or anything like that. I'm just asking him to be a little better version of DeMar on defense, and I'll be cool.
You saw him turn it up a little bit in the playoffs. I think it's just so hard. True. And to be fair, like, I used to criticize Zach for this all the time, but I feel like given how good DeMar was offensively and how much of a burden he had to carry with all the injuries, it's like sort of forgivable. But if you look at like a lot of the advanced metrics and the ways that like certain stats quantify his defense, it's like bottom of the league alongside Zach and Kobe. So the Bulls have they've got some holes there on the wing, and it'd be great to see him, you know, tighten some of that up. But he's also like 33, and it's sort of like old dog new trick sort of thing where it just seems a little bit unlikely at this point in his career.
Just a strip. Yeah. That's all I'm asking. A strip and a block.
If
and I'm
he
cool.
Saves, if he saves most of his energy for scoring 17 points in the fourth quarter, it's a lot easier to give him a pass for defense. But, completely, you know, right. It makes me think back to the first half of the season when Lonzo and Caruso were both out there just causing havoc on defense every night. And the fact that that noticeably rubbed off on their teammates, including teammates like Zach and DeMar, who are both known for being subpar defenders. It's like effort is a huge portion of it. It's like there are certain skills that maybe some people have on the defensive end that some people don't, but so much of it is just focus and effort. And, you know, maybe we can see a little bit more of that from DeMar this season, because also in like that, I think DeMar, you're an aging vet, you're saving yourself. He knew how much of a load he had to carry offensively, especially when he started to lose help. And then the same thing with Zach, clearly favoring himself and favoring that knee when he did come back and play. Because he probably shouldn't have been playing, but was like, nah, screw that. We're about to go to the playoffs for the first time in my career. I'm playing. Yeah. If he was going to be ginger on that knee anywhere, it was going to be on defense. It's obvious. Like,
yeah, obvious. It's obvious, man. But like Will said, it's hard to sit here and be critical of a dude who put on the performance we saw last year. And hopefully we see some more of that again this year. So it's forgivable. Right. It's not something I'm mad at. If he, you know, doesn't do it, I'm not going to be like, oh, DeMar. No, I'm going to be completely fine with it and continue to enjoy the amazing seasons that he has left here in Chicago.
Next offseason pickup game run highlight we must see and discuss. Speaking of old guys wearing Bulls jerseys now, it's Goran Dragic leading the way for Slovenia over the weekend. Joey, do we have this clip we can take a look at? So this is in overtime of this game against, I believe, Turkey. And Dragic just like grabs it and then sees a path for himself. Does a crazy amount of step backingness after he tries. It looks like he's trying to penetrate to get to the bucket, and then goes all the way back out to the 3-point line and just drains this silky step back three to put his Slovenia team up by one with just seconds to go. Ooh. Ended up being the game winner. Icy veins for Dragic, you guys.
Step backitude.
Step backitude. Yes. It was an amazing shot. I thought he was going to fall and bust his ass when he tried to do that step back. When I'm watching it, it looked like he tripped over himself a little bit, but caught his balance really fast. But that shot, man, that was not an easy one. I mean, with the person in his face and him fading away while he's retreating back to the 3-point line, and to hit it all net, and the arc he put on that thing was insane. Like, just factoring all of that in while it being a game-winning shot. I mean, you just got to tip your hat to him on that one. And I love his reaction to it, you know, which was no reaction. He just said, okay, all right, you know, yeah, let's get back down to court. Because I think he knew, you know, yeah, I might have got away with one on that one. You know what I mean? But it still went in. And that's all that counts and that all that matters. And it just added to the his point total, which you said was 28. So he had a solid game.
I love that he – it was like you could see the gears turning in his head where he's like, gosh, I go for a quick two. Fuck that. I'm going to step back and hit a three. He did. And he showed why he is still the face of the Slovenian national team. Not Luka Doncic.
Had a team high 28 points to lead them to that victory. And again, we pontificated about whether or not the whole guaranteed 20 to 25 minutes thing was real, or if that was just a, hey, if Lonzo's not here, then we might need you to play 20 to 25 minutes a night. He's a vet who has shown that he can do a lot of things and be, you know, a guy you can rely on in the NBA. Where he fits into Billy's rotation is anyone's guess at this point in time, but it's cool to see him balling out like that for his national team during the offseason. Real quick, going back to the DeMar playing defense stuff we were just talking about, Devin said, I forgot who said it, but someone, some past Bulls players said they don't get paid to play defense. How could you forget it was Jabari Parker? Because of course it was Jabari Parker.
Shout out Jabari Parker, Chicago.
Big Dave's
legend.
Favorite Bull of all time, Jabari
He's
Parker.
A legend. He is a Chicago legend. Shout out Jabari Parker.
Might be a Chicago legend, but he sure as shit ain't a Chicago Bulls legend.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. Man walked away with 20 mil. That sounds legendary to me.
Anyone with a pulse, Dave. Anyone with a pulse will tell you.
Away with 20 mil. That sounds pretty legendary to me. That sounds pretty damn legendary. Got 20 mil out there. Congratulations. I'm proud of him.
Joey,
would you rather pay Jabari 20 mil or Zach 35 mil? Take that.
Zach 35.
For the people who didn't want to give Zach the max.
I would rather pay Zach 75 mil than pay Jabari 20 mil.
Oh, the hatred. Everybody forgets his knee injuries and shit. But, you know, the hatred. I'll let the hate continue. Go ahead. I'll let it go.
Joey 324 said, I watched the game where Dragic was absolutely destroying the Celtics last season. Dropped like 12 straight points at one point. I mean, he can still do things. The one thing I'm concerned about is that when you talk about how important Lonzo and Caruso were to the perimeter defense, and then by, you know, extension, the entirety of the Bulls defense last season, Dragic cannot play a lick of defense anymore in these later years of his life. So, could he get you some,
why you make it sound like he was dying?
Dude, he's in, what do they call it, God's waiting room right now?
The twilight years. God's waiting room. My God.
Ricky proposing that we should be calling it step backing ship, because it would maybe more closely mirror another word that we love around here.
Yes, sir. I need a t-shirt that says that. Just give me a t-shirt that says point guardsmanship and I will be on point, because you're gonna hear it a lot again.
I now know what I'm getting out. Dave can't and wait. Will for Christmas matching shirts that say point guardsmanship. there's a 1 hour tease place seriously like two blocks down
different
from
colors
me. I got you. Mark saying no one ever bought a Jabari Parker Chicago jersey. I guarantee you that some people were dumb enough to do that, because that was one of the reasons that they signed him. I bet we'll sell a bunch of Jabari Parker jerseys. That's not a lie. It's not a lie at all.
Let you go, Matt. We dealt with it yesterday. Sorry, we had a whole day.
I didn't
dealing
bring
with,
it up
with
I
old times yesterday. You gotta let
comments.
It go. Yeah, but you're not leaving. That's what I'm saying. You can go. You can keep moving. You ain't have to stay there and at overnight at the hotel. You could have drove through the town. Keep moving.
I'm never checking out of the Petty Hotel early. I'm always looking for a late checkout at the Petty Hotel.
Oh, that's a fact.
All right. Last Bull to be action over the weekend was the new rookie 18th overall pick in the 22 draft, Dalen Terry, who was playing in a Jamal Crawford organized charity game. I think they called it like the crossover game. 56 points, gentlemen. Here's a quick look at some of the highlights. I think 30 of those 56 were dunks based on the highlights that I saw. He was all over this game. And it's interesting because in some of the other just Drew league, that league, this charity game, this offseason, Bulls fans have been either say, wow, look at this, or like having a problem with the fact that Patrick Williams didn't drop 40 in a Drew League game for whatever reason. Does this mean anything to you guys that he did this in Jamal Crawford's charity game?
Yes and no, I guess.
Will shaking his head, no.
I mean, it's cool to see, you know, anybody that plays for your team have a good game doing anything. And the fact that he's a rookie dropping 56, how many rebounds? Like 15 rebounds, like 15 seven assists or something?
And seven dimes, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, he had a good game, really good game, and did it in a myriad of ways. So I saw him do things I didn't think he could do, honestly. And, yeah, it was fun to watch, but no, it's not like I'm putting all the stock into it. Like, I'm like, okay, this is the dude now. You know, anything like that. No, because it's still a pro-am pickup game, and he had a good game. And shout out to him for that. I hope he has many more, honestly.
It made me think of when on draft night when we had Adam Spinella join us for, like, a Dylan Terry breakdown right after the pick. And the first thing that he said was, like, I would not be surprised if he never averages double figures in the NBA. And he's out here scoring 56. So, I mean, that just kind of tells you what the competition level was. It's obviously great to see, but, like, to your point, Dave, I'm not really putting any actual stock into it. Great to see. Nice to know that he, like, can score the ball, but I don't even expect him to be a scorer, let alone, like, a volume scorer at the next level. So it's more just, like, one of those fun August pickup games that we love to overreact to.
Yo, but it's great. It's great what Matt said, because when he said how mad people were that Patrick Williams wasn't dropping 40 and they went mad at that, this dude drops 56 and everyone like, no big deal. So yeah, it's like, you know, come on. Where's the balance here?
No one will ever be happy, no matter what.
No.
The one thing you can count on with Bulls fans is that they're going to be upset with it, no matter what the outcome.
That is the truest thing.
Shout out to our guy Hayes, who's hanging out in the comments. Chicago Bulls Central saying the only thing to take away from it, Dalen Terry's active and can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Certainly. And also has that fire that we saw in Summer League. And in Summer League, it was the fire of getting pissed off because he and his team were playing like ass.
Yeah.
And this is an example of the fire of, it's a charity game, so maybe nobody's actually going to take it that seriously. I'm going to go out here and see if I could drop 50. And he did. So good to him. Good on him.
That's more
that.
Points than I can score.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think any of us collectively scored 50 in all of our hooping when we were out in Vegas for Summer League and all those various games of horse and pickup and 3-point
contest. I got hot one game. I scored like 20-something. I might have had 20-something.
I think over the course of the week, I may have scored 50 total, but that would also include the layup lines.
All right, real quick, another little piece of off-season news, if you want to call it that. Vasilija Micic, a name that has been connected to the Bulls and other NBA teams, just the NBA in general, a lot over the years. A guy who was taken way back as a second-round pick. His rights were then, I believe, traded at some point. And there were rumors and a few reports that this might finally be the year that he made his way to the NBA and that the Bulls were a team that could be of big interest. He's staying in Europe the dude in EuroLeague is like winning Final Four MVPs. He's winning titles. He's got a great career over there. This latest from Sean Devaney was interesting. I don't know if we have this quote that we could throw up, Joey, about Micic, but this was Sean Devaney via Heavy.com saying, first, there was Micic himself, and to ditch his club and head to the NBA, he wanted a few things, a salary in the $6 to $7 million per year range, a starting spot, or at least starting-type minutes, and a role with a contending team. And then in that report, Devaney went on to say that he thought there was hesitancy to give up what would be your whole mid-level exception if you were a tax team for a guy who you're not sure how he fits. That was Devaney relaying a comment from an NBA general manager who said, most of the good teams are tax teams this year, so you're using your best chance to improve on a guy who has some risk and a lot of unknown. I think the Clippers experienced this with Milos Teodosic back in the day. And it fed into where a lot of teams said, we don't have much to spend. We can't afford a mistake like that. Gentlemen, what do you think about this? To me, it's kind of a non-story. The Bulls' backcourt is already crowded. And I agree with the assessment of that GM, the anonymous GM, who said, it's a lot of money and a lot to ask from a guy who's coming over who's never played an NBA game and you don't really know what you're going to get out of him.
Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I think that was the – so even if he was on the Bulls' radar, which it sounds like he was, and they were maybe one of the front runners to get him, obviously they didn't want to spend into the tax, which means that they weren't going to give up the full mid-level, which is what he – or not the full mid-level, the full taxpayer mid-level, which is about $6.4 million, which is what he was looking for. So instead they went and got Dragic for the minimum. I think that's kind of the idea there, was that they would bring in some sort of veteran point guard. I think Micić is going to be a really good – I mean, he is a really good player. I think he could be a really good NBA player. The Euro stereotype thing, like, you know, just is what it is, I guess. Like, people are always afraid of getting Darko or whatever. But, you know, I guess that's just, like, how it goes. But I do think he'd be really good. He's a super crafty player. He can shoot it. Not a great defensive player, but just, like, the passing and facilitating and then – both on and off the ball shooting, I think basically fills the role that they want Dragic to fill. And so, you know, basically you're getting that same role. Maybe that's the 20 minutes promise right there, is that he wanted, you know, starter caliber minutes or at least high role player minutes, but just wanted way more money. And with the uncertainty, despite the fact that he's about 6 or 7 years younger than Dragic, that was kind of the direction the Bulls chose. But it sounds like nobody else was interested in giving him that kind of role either. So it's hard to really criticize the Bulls for it. Although it does seem like they could have been sort of the leaders in the pack.
Yeah, I'm honestly with Matt on this one. I thought it was a non-story. And for the reasons you just said, Will. I think it would have been one if they said the Bulls were definitely interested. And since they couldn't give him what he wanted, then that's why it didn't work out. But it's the fact that it didn't work out with anyone. And he has to go back home. And then when I read, he said, I want $6 to $7 million. A starting spot or at least start a tight minutes, I was like, thanks for playing. You know what I mean? Like, have a good one, dog. It's been real. I wouldn't do that either. You coming in here making these kind of demands. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know you, right, bro. Like, that's really how I looked at it. Like, man, I don't know you, dog.
Well, like, it's like,
but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, what Matt was saying, you know, he has a great career and a great situation in Europe. Like, he's not going to just come over for the sake of coming over on a minimum contract. So I get
that.
Like, from his perspective, right? Like, I'm going to come over if it's worth it, but it doesn't have to be just come over for the sake of coming over. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, that's kind of where I landed too, Dave, was like, okay, well, it just didn't seem like it was worth it. So then it wasn't worth it for either party.
You can't walk in calling your shots, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And nothing's been proven here. I get it that he's dope there. I get it. You know what I'm saying? That he's good and he's the man over there. I get all that. But you can't walk into a place you're saying, hire me and tell them and call your shots. You know what I mean? Without something behind it. And that's the only thing where I was like, okay, well, dude, you know, good luck. You know, I hope you find what you're looking for kind of situation. You know, it would be like being on a date and coming in saying, all right, this is how it has to be. I ain't paying for nothing. You open this car door for me. You know what I'm saying? And all this other, make all these demands. Well, the lady's going to be like, well, peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope you find that. I hope you find what you're looking for. I don't care how good of a guy you are, nothing like that. You can't walk in with that kind of thing. And this is, I ain't saying this to diss his game at all, because you're right, Will. Like, his track record is proven over in EuroLeague, which is excellent. You know what I'm saying? What he's doing over there. It is excellent. And like you say, he has somewhere to go back to. He can go back and be all right over there. You know what I mean? You can still continue to be the king where you are, which is a pretty damn good life where you at. But the other part, when he said he wanted a role on a contending team, for all the things that he wanted, the only team I thought that might have fit with is the Clippers. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only team I'm like, maybe it fits in with the Clippers, but I remember they got John Wall.
John Wall.
Yeah, you know? They got John Wall instead.
It's like, I don't know where exactly he was going to work like that. Milwaukee was mentioned in there also. I'm like, where does that fit, you know, with Jrue Holiday? How is he getting those minutes out there? So, yeah, it was just the demands that did it for me, where I was like, yeah, I don't think that it's going to work out here with the Bulls. And it looks like it didn't work out with anybody.
I get why his name keeps popping up, because it's not like there isn't any evidence in the past of a Euro player continuing to have success playing in Europe and then finally at some point in their career coming over to the NBA and playing, what, you know, halfway through the good years of their career or the playable years of their career. Toni Kukoc did it after the Bulls drafted him years prior, and like there were other reasons. He was a new father to a young baby in a war-torn country, and part of that was the reason, in addition to the fact that he was making good money playing in Europe. Arvydas Sabonis, you know, Sabonis Senior, played most of his career before finally coming over to the NBA. So there is still a chance that Micić does eventually come to play in the NBA for a while, but it didn't work out this time, and I didn't lose any sleep over it because I didn't see him as an absolute need for the Bulls. Okay, so those are all the little tidbits of news that we wanted to cover before Giannis. So we'll talk about Giannis coming up next. But first, today's episode brought to you guys by PointsBet. PointsBet Sportsbook is counting down the days, y'all, until the football season with a new offer every day until the season kicks off. From now, right now, until September 8th, which is the first NFL games of the season, PointsBet Power Hour will unlock a new daily offer from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Sign up for PointsBet now using code CHGO to also get those risk-free bets up to $2,000. Don't miss out on your chance to get daily access to free bets, boosted odds, and so much more now through September 8th. Download the PointsBet app today and use code CHGO to take advantage of this limited time offer. Don't just bet. Tell the people what to do. Will.
You live your bet life.
Bam. You do. So excited to put some PointsBet action in NFL season. We're less than a month away. I'm freaking out.
Did you
bet on
the preseason game?
I did not.
Did you bet on Saturday? No.
I did not.
Yeah, he told me don't do that. Yeah, he said it's not
smart
to
do that.
Thing. Yeah,
it's you gotta be a real confident person to bet on preseason anything.
I think the word is degenerate.
I wasn't gonna go there, but yeah. And Big Dave, so you feel healthy and ready to make those bets on PointsBet. What should our listeners and our viewers be consuming regularly? Well,
I would like to apologize to all our guys out there, everybody. Checking this out, because some people, you know, aren't able to watch this, you know, so they don't get to see what we see. And that's the perfectly coiffed hair of Will the Goat Gottlieb and the amazing human being that he is.
I didn't know where you're going.
And
that one took me off guard.
And the fact that I want to apologize because you don't get to see what 75 high quality vitamins, minerals and whole food source superfoods do to a human being. You don't see what the probiotics. And of course, he cannot do it without the adaptogens due to that young man that we call Will the Goat Gottlieb. It starts his day right. It's called Athletic Greens, y'all. It's that special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, your nervous system, immune system, your energy, recovery, your focus, and your aging. All of the things that you want to take care of. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat vegan, whether you're dairy-free, or whether you're gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. There's no GMOs. There's no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it does all this while still tasting good. Less than $3 a day. Cheaper than getting all those different supplements yourself. And you're investing in that all-in-one nutritional insurance. And just to tell Will, you know, I got some put to the side for you when you get back, my friend. I got some Athletic Greens to the side. Just for you, man, because I know have you gone through yours yet out there in Brazil? Are you still got some?
No, I stocked up, man. I got
plenty. He came ready. He was ready for it, y'all. And it's time for y'all to stock up. And to make it easy for you to stock up, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of that immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls. That's athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance, because it's Athletic Greens. You scoop it, you dump it, you shake it, you drink it, you feel it.
All right, y'all, moving on. Thank you, Joey. In case you missed it, Giannis was doing a session with the media to announce his new partnership with the health organization Antidote, which good for him. It's an organization that's focused on providing universal quality health care to people that don't currently have it. It's a wonderful partnership for Giannis to be doing. However, there was this one question that he answered during this press conference, and, well, Joey. Joey going once, going twice.
There he is.
I think anybody who asks that question that plays basketball, if he said no, he'd be a liar. You know, it's a team that won multiple championships. It's a team that one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player to ever play this game, played for. So it's a no-brainer. Everybody would love to play for Chicago. Down the line, you never know. No, you never know how life brings it. Maybe I'll play for Chicago. But right now, I'm committed to Milwaukee.
I'll play for Chicago. A no-brainer. Anyone who's saying that they wouldn't be interested to play for the Bulls is a liar. That's a lot of different things that Giannis just threw out there that are torturing Bulls fans everywhere right now. Maybe some of you aren't being tortured by it because you're not putting anything into it. You don't believe them. Gentlemen, what do you feel? What was your reaction when you heard Giannis talking about this stuff?
I don't know if I believe it. Like, it's really hard for me to believe. When I watch it and I looked at it, it didn't look real. You know, I was like, I wouldn't have been surprised if he just stopped and said, live from New York, it's Saturday night. You know what I mean? Like, none of it looked real to me. I was like, can I see the media in the back that's asking these questions? You know what I mean? Like, nothing. It just seemed real. And knowing Giannis is a jokester also. He loves telling these dad jokes and doing things like that. He's always cracking these jokes. So it just felt like he was doing that. Maybe he was doing it to drum up, drum up views. You know what I'm saying? Put more eyeballs on the wonderful things that he's doing now. I thought that was the case. But the other thing I also thought was, this is just more confirmation for me that Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time, because he didn't even say anything about the Bulls now. You know, he said nothing about the team. Like, they're an exciting team. They're fun to watch. No, it was Jordan played there. Why wouldn't you want to play there? He was there. So, yeah, that's what I took from that. I'm not really putting too much stock into it. I'm okay with everybody putting all the stock in it because he said it. So put all the stock you want in it. Have fun with it. I'm not here to stomp on anybody's joy, man, at all.
So it's a couple hours later here, and I woke up in the middle of the night and saw that. Because, of course, I checked Twitter for Bulls news at 3 a.m.
Yes.
And I saw that, and I just, like, couldn't fall back asleep. I just was thinking about that for, like, a solid hour. It completely ruined my night. But it is so weird because you're right, Dave. It doesn't look like it's real. It looks like it's up from a movie or something that's just, like, made up.
It's just because the backdrop is not your standard NBA backdrop, because it's a backdrop specific to the partnership he was announcing.
It wasn't just that, though. Like, it just didn't feel like that. You know, it just didn't feel real. Go ahead, Will.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I started thinking about, like, all the reasons why you would have said that. I saw a few, like, Bucks fans on Twitter being like, yeah, it's classic. Giannis does this every year or two, where he puts pressure on the Bucks to make sure they know they still got to spend money to, you know, put a contending team around him. But it also reminded me, we a few weeks ago had a conversation about Zach Lowe's podcast with Chris Herring, where he was being sort of critical of the Bulls front office for just, like, being stuck in the middle again. And, I think I had said then that, like, Bulls fans, I think, have this this idea that because they had Michael Jordan, because, you know, the 90s happened and they won six rings and all this stuff, like, they deserve better. And, like, this is a big market. This is, like, the third biggest media market in the world. Like, they can't treat themselves like a mid-market team. And I feel like a lot of fans and media and analysts and all these people, like, just scream about that all the time. to the point where it's like, I don't even know if I believe this anymore. I'm just saying it because I think that's what I'm supposed to say. Mm-hmm. And then Zach Lowe comes out and says it. And then like Giannis comes out and says it. And it's like, oh yeah, the Bulls. Like the Bulls. I forgot about them. Like, why are we talking about them? And yeah, it's just, it's crazy that like an opposing player who plays in the same division, who just got done like beating the shit out of the Bulls in the playoffs for five games, is like taking this team and this organization and this franchise more seriously than maybe some of the people that own it. I don't know, but it's it's just interesting to, it's interesting to hear that they still have that sort of gravitas.
Excellent use of gravitas, Will. Get to some comments here. Dave Niles is disappointed that you didn't go full meathead on this Giannis stuff. He was hoping for meathead, Dave, meathead hours.
They come out tune in the first game of the year. I guarantee you meathead hours will be in fullest effect. I promise you.
We are in Meathead Monday mid-August hours for sure.
Where was it?
Dalen Terry scoring.
Why are we talking
Dalen
about
Terry
this?
Scored 56 points. Giannis is joining the Bulls. It's all happening, guys.
I also think that that's why Giannis gave an answer like that. I think that Giannis is a very smart dude. And I think he is aware of the fact that it's the middle of August. People who talk about the NBA 365 days a year are looking for anything to talk about. And if someone who is as big of a superstar as Giannis sits down for any kind of interview and gets a question like that, do you think he's not going to take advantage of it? Do you think he didn't know that that is the biggest headline on every sports website today? That he said that off the cuff? Yeah, maybe someday. Bulls, great organization. Maybe I'll play there someday. Happy Milwaukee right now. Headline news everywhere. And what is behind him? The new partnership that he has with a health organization that he is trying to get the word out about and support. That is smart on Giannis's part. I think that that is primarily the reason that he said all that, because he was trying to draw eyes to what he was really there to talk about. And if that's why, then good on him. And I have zero complaints about him doing that, other than parentheses, oh, come on, man, why you gotta do this to us? I think there is a possibility. And it's why, you know, Will, you mentioned it. Charlie mentions it here in the comments about just letting your organization know, I probably got options. And by probably, I mean, I know I got options. There are plenty of teams out there that would love to have my services if at any point I decide that y'all aren't trying hard enough to continue putting winning rosters around me. Giannis even brought up at one point, he didn't bring up, Miren Fader in her biography of Giannis, which I've recommended to you guys. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to read it yet. It's incredible. Miren Fader, great sports writer. Her book about Giannis tells a childhood story of when he pointed to some poster he had on his wall of Michael and Scottie saying, like, I'm going to wear one of those jerseys one day. And not just like, you know, an NBA jersey in general. He was a kid who was watching the Bulls when he was that young and knew of the lore of Jordan and the Bulls dynasty of the 90s. Maybe that thought is actually in his head, and that he's the best player on a team that, were not for Chris Middleton going down, maybe are back-to-back champs right now and has no reason to leave Milwaukee. They paid him well. They gave him a huge contract. They're putting winning rosters and winning talent around him. At some point down the road, maybe all of those situations change, and it's a short little move down from Milwaukee to Chicago, and he gets to put on that Bulls jersey. And maybe it's down the road, but not when Giannis is like, I saw people making jokes. Oh, yeah, when Giannis is 38 or 39, the Bulls will finally sign, just like they did with Wade. You know, the 5 years from now, Giannis is 32 years old. 5 years from now, Giannis is still only 32. It can happen.
That sounds good. Okay, Matt, you just raised my level a little bit because you added logic into this. and that is very, very logical. And so I could get behind that. I could definitely get behind that. But part of me is just going to stick with the fact that he's promoting Antidote. Like, we know the name now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the name now because it's all behind him while he was sitting there doing it, just to show you how many times I sat there and watched it. You know what I mean? Because I was sitting there looking at it, checking it out. Will probably knows it now. He could not go back to sleep. Mrs. Will was trying to get this man to sleep.
When I'm watching Giannis say, maybe I can play for the Bulls one day. I'm not focused on the antidote written behind him. Right. I'm focused on him saying that. That's what I want.
But I'm saying, you know it now for some one reason or another. You know it now. Whether it's just us saying it or whatever. But it's known. And yeah, it's a thing. And it's smart too, because he could have easily, if he wanted some real traction and super traction, like the lead on First Take, he could have just said the Lakers. You know, yeah, he could have said
that's
that.
That's what I was gonna
easy.
Say is why the Bulls, right. Like he could have right. said the Lakers, he could have said the Knicks, he could have said any other team, but he yeah. said the Bulls. I don't know if it's just because of the question.
I believe the question that was asked to him was, because it was Fox 32, Lou Kanellis, who I believe mm-hmm. was at that media session. Okay. And I believe Lou Kanellis asked him about potentially coming to play for Chicago.
Okay. Okay.
I am not 100% on that, but I know that the video originated from the Sports Sunday show on Fox 32. And then everybody, and then it blew up from there.
Dude, I wish I could have talked to Lou Kanellis after that, because I wanted to know where his face was while Giannis was saying that, answering his question. Because I know mine would have been like, what? Like,
what?
Like, I would have went crazy in my brain. Like, I can't get this out on Twitter fast enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, please cut this up. Let me get this out immediately. So, but yeah, it's cool that he just mentioning, you know, the Bulls and keeping the Bulls' name out there. Like you were saying, Will, like when national media like Zach Lowe and guys are saying their name, wondering why they're not being mentioned. And then Giannis, who many consider the best player in the game, is saying not only the Bulls are good, but I might play for them down the road in my career. Who knows how it goes? And then seeing the Milwaukee Bucks Twitter account are putting out that best of Giannis clip, like almost immediately, like, you know what? Nope, we're getting over this right now. Best of Giannis clip. All day long. It's just Giannis day, however you want to do it, man. So yeah, it's fun. It's fun for him to say. I'm sorry it's torturous for some Bulls fans. I really am, but yeah, man, it's just cool that he said that about the team.
My actual real take about this is that he's just not done tormenting the Bulls. They tanked out of their last couple of regular season games so they could face the Bulls in the first round because they knew it was going to be a walkover series. Mm-hmm. He like absolutely wrecked them in five straight games. And now he's like, I tweeted this, he's like waging emotional warfare against their fans. Like this is just cruel. This is Giannis just having it out for Chicago fans. I feel like Aaron Rodgers did this. I feel like Anthony Davis did this. It's just like, we're the butt of the joke. And that I don't see it ever happening, but I do think it's funny.
Dre the best saying, keep dreaming. He's staying in Milwaukee cool. for now. Do I think that Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee through this 5-year, $230 million contract he has? Yeah, I do.
I do too.
When that's up,
but it's the same. It's the same with like the KD thing, because he put on a Tony Kukoc jersey and now he's got to be coming to the Bulls. It's the same with the Jokic thing. Look, the Bulls hired Arturis and he drafted Jokic, and Jokic is gonna be a free agent in 2023. You must be coming to the Bulls. Like I think we kind of do it to ourselves a little bit too.
And every NBA player is different, and Giannis has been with the Bucks since they drafted him, and I think that he genuinely loves and appreciates the Bucks organization for taking a chance on such a wild card, an unknown wild card kid from a Nigerian immigrant from Greece. Mm-hmm. So there is that, and I don't think that he's maybe necessarily as finicky with his happiness levels as Kevin Durant is, but there's always a chance that he just wakes up one day and decides that he's done being in Milwaukee. Because Kevin Durant was like, I love Brooklyn. Love being in Brooklyn. New contract? Yeah, let me sign that. Not even a player option. Boom. Years on years on years. Love Brooklyn. And today, where are we? The latest updates from Mark Stein, from Wendy. Still no progress there, but KD for sure wants out. And then somebody, I think, relayed to Mark Stein in one of his latest updates that KD might even go as far to retire from basketball than play for Brooklyn this season.
How wild
and
is this?
So, again, I'm not making a direct comparison between Kevin Durant and Giannis and the future of those. I'm just saying NBA players and professional athletes in general can change their mind and have a change of heart whenever and any freaking time.
Definitely
it's always out there.
Definitely their prerogative. So yeah, I appreciate it. I will still be booing Giannis when he comes to the United Center because he does not play for the Bulls. So you will still get these boos. And yeah, like maybe he just did it because he wants Bulls fans to not boo him. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like to show him some love. Or maybe like Will is saying he's just a mastermind and he just wants to continue to torture the team. Maybe he's being a supervillain like Dr. Doom and it's just continuing to torture the Chicago Bulls and their fan base. So it could be a myriad of things. So that means I'm not changing up anything. I know he ain't coming this season. So you're going to get these boos. Like, that's all I know. You know what I mean? And you're still, I still think you're amazing. Still think you're great, but you don't play for my team. So yeah, whatever to you.
Dave, you said, you've said the word myriad twice on the show already. That's very impressive. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
well
that.
Well done.
I try, Will.
Don't think that I'm going to let that slide. That was, I'm going to call that out because that was impressive.
Colin saying Giannis is the hot chick. Talking to the nerd at every movie, giving him hope, except he doesn't end up with a bull. Yeah, so, you know, in the teen movie, a lot of times the nerd or the awkward guy gets the girl.
That's true.
Because she comes to her senses and realizes that, hey, I might be super attracted to that ripped buff athlete guy character right now, mm-hmm. but nerdy guy's going to have his shit figured out for the long term.
Marty. He's going to be good. Yeah, Chip
but
and Marty
Bulls?
Every time.
The Bulls are like the past their prime, like, you know, I don't know, the person who like peaked in high school when they were in the 90s and Jordan was playing and they were just, everything was working. And now they like
Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
The Bulls need to like win a playoff series. Then we'll talk.
Oh man,
Jerry's like the NBA keeps evolving and changing, and Michael Jordan's greatness just keeps staying the same age as it does.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
All right.
Oh my god!
Moving on. let's put a little pin in that. Let's put a little pin in the Giannis wants to play for the Bulls someday.
Just thinking of that movie and that line right now.
In 2025. last thing we wanted to touch on was the NBA Christmas Day schedule, which got fully and officially leaked last night. Before we do that, Big Dave, give one more shout out to our friends at PointsBet, would you?
I think I will, because if you enjoy CHGO, one way to continue to help us to grow, that rhymed, is to download the PointsBet app and use that code CHGO when you sign up. Because not only are you getting those two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but if you make a $50 more first-time deposit, you will receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of that awesome web content. And you'll even get a free t-shirt of your choice from the CHGO Alacher. And in case you missed it, and you're here in this beautiful state of Illinois, in this wonderful city of Chicago, where the weather has just been all 70s all the time. It's like an old school Dusty's radio station. It's amazing. All right. If you're here, you can download that PointsBet app right now and register your account from start to finish. And you can do it all from your phone. You'll be signing up with the faster sportsbook easier than ever. And you can start living your bet life. When? Seconds. So what are you waiting for? Because once that game starts, no. You don't just bet. Will the Thrill God lead? Tell them what they do, GOAT.
Two times, you live your bet life.
Dose.
Got them both.
Two times, one show.
All right, y'all. So NBA Christmas Day slate, one of the things that does keep NBA fans entertained in dog days of August. Was officially announced yesterday. Joey, do we have that tweet from Sham so we can take a look at real quick? The lineup is Bucks Celtics, 76ers Knicks, Suns at Nuggets, Lakers at Mavs, Grizzlies at Warriors. Thank you very much, Joey. Gentlemen, I'll get y'all's takes after I quickly say this. To me, it is a very obvious one of these things is not like the other as far as the teams that were selected for Christmas Day games. And it's the Knicks, who did not even make the GD play-in tournament with 30-something wins this past season. How dare you? The Knicks are a joke. The Knicks suck. I don't believe that their offseason moves are going to make them that much better of a team this season. Let's all make fun of the Knicks real quick. That's what I think. Should have been the Bulls, not the Knicks. Go.
Lakers didn't make playoffs either.
Oh, he is correct. He is
LeBron's correct. Playing on Christmas, man.
And there's the trump. And there's the trump card.
Yeah. We only get how many more years of LeBron on Christmas Day? Two, three.
Just saying.
He's right. It's Bron, though. It's Bron, Will. He's right. Oh,
if they're gonna play mediocre teams on Christmas Day, you want them to be the big market teams.
Mm-hmm.
Not that's the true. Third market team. You want them to be the first two markets.
That's true. But see,
that's,
I think
that's my take.
I think you guys are missing it. And I'm gonna break it down for you because I think I see
please
exactly
do.
What the NBA is doing in this one right here. Let's look at these games. You got the Bucks and Celtics, you got the Suns, Nuggets, Lakers, Mavs, Grizzlies, Warriors, and of course you got the Sixers, Knicks. You're doing this on Christmas. Now, this might happen to you guys because I know it happens to me and happens to my friends. When you're watching the games on Christmas and you're holed up either in the front room or you're down in the basement, in the bunker, wherever you're watching, you're just into the games and that's it. And you continually will be hounded about coming and spending time with the family. Why don't you come upstairs? Say hi to so-and-so. Do this. Why won't you eat? Open some gifts, whatever, all that stuff. You don't want to leave because you're watching the game. Of all these games, what's the one game you would not mind saying, you know what? I'm going to go hang out with the family for this one. It is the Sixers and the Knicks. They put this game in here, and I'm telling you it's an early game, and you know it is. It's the earliest, so they're putting it in there so you have time to go hang out with your kids and spend time with the family before you go back to the bunker. Because when you go back to the bunker and they try to complain, you say, hey, I spent time with you. What do you want from me? I did it with you guys already. I hung out with you. Now I have earned this. Leave me alone. That is what's going on right here. They are trying to give you more time with your family and give you the right game to do it at the right time. I see what you're doing, NBA, and it's smart.
A strategic stinker.
Dave's painting a perfect picture. I can smell the ham upstairs. Go ahead,
I'm
Will.
I'm telling you.
It's a strategic stinker. I like that take.
Yes, a strategic stinker. And it's not the first game. So it might be. Maybe Bucks and Celtics, but usually Bucks and Celtics, I remember the Bucks always playing the very first game. So maybe they're playing the like 2:30 game. That's the perfect time when everybody's just coming over, you know what I mean? Or the kids want to run around and do stuff. You know, whatever you want to do, you got yourself a free 2 hours to play with and skip this game. Check in with it periodically and see the Knicks are losing by 46. And then come on back, you know, and hang out with the fam. And then when it's over, you're done for the day. You go back downstairs. You watch more games. I see what you're at. I see what they're doing.
Will, you said you like this theory from Dave's. Do you believe it? Because I think
put the biggest markets on. They put the biggest players in the biggest markets. They had to do the Warriors. They had to do the Celtics. They had to get Giannis on there. They had to get LeBron on there. They had to get Luka. They had to get Ja, you know, the future faces of the league. And they had to put, like, yeah, the big markets on there. I think that's pretty much as simple as that to me.
It's okay. Yes, big markets. Would you rather have big market team that's actually competitive and went to the playoffs and is expected to do so again, or a big market team that's trash? I mean, like, are Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein really getting people geared up? Oh, Knicks! Like, might be fighting for a top four in the East. Oh, here come the Knicks! No, nobody believes that. And I'm sorry, I know that technically New York, bigger market than Chicago, but Chicago is the third largest market.
Do you think the Bulls are going to be a top four seed?
They got a better shot than the Knicks.
They have a better chance than the Knicks do.
They're not. Neither team is going to be. The Bulls are better. Don't get me wrong. They're a better team. In a head-to-head matchup, they would win the season series. They will be a higher seed when it comes to the playoffs. But I don't think this is like some big disrespectful FU from the league. I think they're just trying to get the big markets on.
So yeah, but it's the Knicks. I mean, they stink. Like, you don't want to watch. I'm telling you, if I'm wrong about my theory, I guarantee y'all, when y'all come up out of your bunkers, it will be during this game. I guarantee it. It won't
You're
be
not wrong. No, you are not wrong.
During this game, you're gonna be out of your bunkers. and talking to your family. I promise you.
Yeah, but see, Dave, okay. I like your point because, like you always, not always, sometimes say to me, I can see the logic behind it. I can see the logic behind the bunker point and the, if I have to waive one of five games on a day when everyone's spending with their families or supposed to be spending with their families.
Yeah, Julius Randle.
Put one stinker in there and we'll just, yes. We'll just waive that part of the day. However, families operate differently. Mm-hmm. Personally, my family, that NBA game from 1 to 5 is on the whole day, the whole night. Yeah. In the living room, we may mute it for various points of opening gifts, having a big breakfast, whatever it might be.
Sure.
It never goes off. Understand. I would guess that the NBA looking for Christmas Day ratings, which are a bonanza every year, every season anyway, aren't trying to package in a guaranteed stinker. Because if anything, that might actually get people to turn off their televisions as opposed to... We got 5 dope-ass NBA games today. We're leaving our TV on the whole day. We might mute it for an hour, but the TV's never going off. See, if I were a person that worked for the league concerned about ratings, I would not package in a stinker game on purpose.
I hear you. But here's the thing. It's just what you said. How can I get a stinker game on here but not lose ratings? How can I do 2 things at once? That's very hard to do. You get the team that has the bigger market, and that is the Knicks. That is a huge, colossal market. So it's easy to put that stinker game on because you don't lose it. Because we ain't talking about you, man. You're going to have the game on. We get it. Y'all going to have the game on. But I guarantee you there'll be more focus on your family during that 76ers-Knicks game than any other time at any other games going on. When Unky Matt is trying to feed his nieces, you know, with a shovel, accidentally, because he's sitting here watching the Nuggets, he will be in full focus when he's with the Knicks and the 76ers and is going on with his nieces. Will, same way, because Will's a junkie as well. The focus will change.
That is true. That is true. I am a junkie. Do we think that any of this has to do with the fact that the NBA is now competing with NFL on Christmas, which I don't believe has been the case in the past?
I forgot about that. Yeah, maybe. The NFL is now competing. Yes.
Maybe because
I think there were games last year, but I'm pretty sure this is like one of the first couple years that they've done that. And they have,
right.
I don't know if the time zones might be messed up here because I'm in a different time zone, but they've got Packers Dolphins at 3 p.m., which I believe will be 1 p.m. Central, and then Broncos Rams 6:30, which I think will be 4:30, and then Bucks Cards at 8:20. So
3 games? Wow.
3 games. They're going against the NFL all day, which I think probably, I mean, the Rams in the middle of the day could be the one that they're competing against maybe, but I don't know. Do you guys like have a, I'm just like looking at these games. Do you have a power rankings or a game that you're most looking forward to as far as like how you would order these games?
I mean, as far as the only other game between 2 East teams, I'm stoked for Bucks Celtics. Like, how can you not be jazzed for Bucks Celtics? Yeah. That game's going to be dope. Those are 2 teams that are vying to be favorites in the East this upcoming season. Lakers Mavs. I don't care about LeBron. Luke is fun to watch, but meh. That's probably the one I'm least interested in over there in the West. Suns Nuggets. Very cool. Lots of star studded stuff, but come on, man. Grizzlies Warriors, Ja, Steph, the reigning champs against this crazily confident, young, up-and-coming Grizzlies team. That's the game.
Yeah, the bookend games for sure for me. I think Bucks Celtics will be the one that I'm most excited for, then Grizzlies Warriors, but those could flip-flop. And then Suns Nuggets, Lakers Mavs, Sixers Knicks last.
Yeah.
Yeah, regardless of the rankings, we know who's last is my point.
Right.
Like, we know who's coming. And again, Will, you telling me, Will, you saying that schedule, the first game starts, is going to start during the 76ers-Knicks game. So they basically will give the NFL a game and say, you know what, fine, go ahead. You can have that time frame. We're going to hit you later on with our best. We'll secede you. This is chess that they're playing out here. This is trash team chess. that they're playing, man. And I dig it, Adam Silver. I dig it.
The whole like market thing, including the whole thing about competing with the NFL, maybe gets me a little closer to not being in a stink mood about the Knicks, because then I get it. Because you also have to remind yourself, as an NBA junkie, they're also trying with these Christmas Day ratings to reach a more casual NBA fan. And maybe the Knicks bring in more casual fans than the Bulls. Although, come on, the Bulls are a global brand. Biggest market, yeah, whatever. How many more fans are there around the world? People that have television sets and a way to stream the game or watch the game on cable, Bulls or Knicks? It's still Bulls to me. I don't think it's particularly close. Globally, who are they getting more views from, Bulls or Knicks? It's Bulls, and it's not close. Biggest market. Man, suck this biggest market. Yeah. Nobody likes the Knicks. Not even Knicks fans like the Knicks at this point in time. I'm sorry.
I have zero feelings about this. I do not care at all. I'm not offended in the slightest. I don't care.
Well, it's fine. You know what? Good for you.
I can say this. I don't think it's going to continue. That we are not going to have these moments, guys, where we're not doing a game on Christmas. So I think we should really be enjoying this, because I think that's going to change in the future of us doing these games at Christmas, man.
Yeah. You guys want to work on Christmas? I didn't think so.
No, I mean, there's a very selfish part of me who's like, oh man, glad the Bulls aren't playing on Christmas, because I got to play with my nieces. Like, I got to eat way too much. I got to drink too much. I got to do things that I would not be allowed to do while also doing a pre and post game show. So yay, Bulls aren't playing on Christmas. All right, that's it. We're out of time. Hope y'all enjoyed today's All Over the Place episode. Hit that thumbs up button on YouTube if you liked today's show. Subscribe to our CHGO Sports on YouTube if you aren't already, so you get alerts anytime we go live. We've got more great stuff coming up. We got CHGO Sky coming up at 5:30, I believe. We got bets coming up around the corner. We got White Sox pregame and then White Sox and Cubs postgame. And speaking of CHGO Sky, we're going to be chatting with Janice and Sabria on Wednesday. We're going to do a crossover, because guess what Wednesday is? It's the Sky's first playoff game on their way to defending their title. WNBA champs back-to-back. Oh, would be the first time. I just read this today, this morning, guys. No back-to-back champs in the WNBA since Lisa Leslie's LA Sparks from 2001-02. How crazy is that?
That's a long time, man. And they got a great shot.
Trying to get it done. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that show Wednesday. Tomorrow, we'll be back in studio live with an in-studio guest. I think you'll know this person. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a big deal around Chicago sports and the Chicago
Bulls. It's not me.
It's not Will.
Someone way cooler.
Someone equally cool as Will.
Do not do that. He's way cooler.
Also, great hair, just like Will.
Now that's great a hair. Fact.
Every now single hair in place with this guest of ours tomorrow in studio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll leave that tease where it is. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter, Bulls_Peck, Won't Gottlieb. Big Dave's at Bow, BAWL Sports. Bow. We are CHGO_Bulls. Until tomorrow. For Will, for Dave, for Joey, running things behind the scenes, I'm Peck. Love you, Bulls Nation. See you, Red. Be good.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into five themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.